This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to talk about the top stories of the week, the top people, as the research is done every week, 52 weeks out of the year. The folks at Talkers Magazine go to work listening to a lot of radio stations that program news talk, radio hosts, and the issues that they discuss, programs that are a part of the genre, if you will, whether they be local or national. So Michael is here to go through the list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that you are able to see, by the way, listed every week at talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Talk Radio, what's hot, Michael?
Well, we have a lot of hot topics this week. It certainly has been interesting as we pivot from May into June 2019. At number 10, we have the Mount Everest deaths and a tie with the rescued Hawaiian hiker, or the Hawaii hiker. She's not Hawaiian, but that was quite a compelling drama. At number 9, we have Navy pilots and UFOs. At number 8, we have British politics. At number 7, extreme weather across the nation and discussion about climate change, which goes hand in hand with that. At number 6, we have the Trump-McCain feud. At number 5, 2020 presidential race. Number 4, new abortion laws. Number 3, U.S.-China tensions. Number 2, impeachment talk intensifies. And number 1, Mueller speaks. That's the top 10. Survey. We have at number 10, Amanda Eller, the hiker. At number 9, Theresa May, who's also taking a hike. At number 8, John McCain. At number 7, Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's at 6. Xi Jinping at 5. Number 4 is Jerry Nadler. Number 3 is Nancy Pelosi. Number 2 is Robert Mueller. Number 1, Donald Trump. There you go.
Yes, I see what you did there. Theresa May is also taking a hike. Very clever, Michael. Very,
oh,
very
clever. You don't think that was like above everybody's head, do you?
I sure hope not for our sake.
And now we're going to show cartoons.
Right, yes. The Talk Radio Review now presents Mutt and Jeff, or whoever was on that. There are a couple of things here. I always like to take a different approach with you because I think you are one of the great visual speakers that we have around today. And I think that's part of the stock and trade for good people. You must listen for that or pay attention to that when you're listening to radio programs around the country. It's not only finding your best material is important, but also being able to speak in a way that you paint pictures with words. And there are a couple of stories here because of technology that lend themselves to that. The abortion law controversy, number 4 this week, the fact that we have technology and we can use it and more vividly explain or demonstrate what's going on in a woman's body. I wonder how much that influences the discussion. What do you think?
Oh, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think the fact that we are able to see the fetus, see the face, monitor the heartbeat, know the gender, has made what used to be, when I was growing up, a very mysterious thing, that what was going on inside the woman's body was another world. We didn't understand it. But now that fetus is very much a living, breathing, existing entity. And of course it changes the discussion and the attitude toward abortion. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think it absolutely does. And I think you can lend, we've had conversation on the air on my other programs about this, and that's why I wanted to get your comment, because I thought it was quite penetrating. The same can be said, although some people don't take it seriously, even though I think we ought to take it seriously, and I know you do, because you and I share a great interest in things like UFOs and these pilots who are recounting stories that seem to have gotten attracted attention. These things are going on every day and have been not only for days, weeks, months, years, decades, centuries, millennia. Remember, if you go into some of the ancient caves in the Middle East and the Far East, you'll find drawings of what obviously are things in space that these people don't understand or are trying to wonder or trying to figure out. You know, the fact that the news media makes a big deal out of it shows you, I think, how lackluster, that's the nicest word I can come up with, the news media is, how unimaginative they are. There used to be, when we were kids, you were making reference to that a few minutes ago, the era of the investigative reporter. Now it's all for show. But this is still, I think, a fascinating area to consider, because we aren't alone. And there's no way you can convince anybody anymore that we are. But there's a circus that sort of surrounds this, but the seriousness of what goes on or the serious scientific interest in it seems to get lost. Yes or no? What do you think?
Well, I think you have to approach it accurately. And yes, we probably are not alone. There's overwhelming evidence that we are not alone. However, there's not overwhelming evidence that these sightings are extraterrestrials from out there in the universe. They could be secret test flights. They could be strange anomalies in terms of atmospheric conditions. They may not be from other planets. They may be from other dimensions. And that's fascinating unto itself, because it just doesn't make sense that an advanced technological race would come all this way to Earth in vehicles. If they were smart enough to get here in vehicles, they'd be smart enough to get here without vehicles, because they would have mastered control over time and space itself, which is scientifically shown to be a material entity. So we don't know if these UFOs are from other planets, but we do have lots of reason to believe that there are life forms out there beyond the Earth. As a matter of fact, it would be more amazing if we were alone than we're not alone. So there's two different topics going on here. I think the reason that the media has covered this latest discussion on UFOs is because it's been U.S. military pilots that have been talking about it. Usually the military has been extremely hush-hush about anything having to do with UFOs. So when you have pilots talking about it, that's big news.
All right, let's relate that to, I'm going to take a different approach with number six this week for your consideration, the following argument, this whole business about the Trump-McCain feud and the focus on the USS McCain, the ship that's been in the Navy for a couple of years, namesake John McCain, the former senator, and this nonsense about, this is more fake news and made-up news. But the real story here, Michael, the real news, is about the ship itself and how it is completely dysfunctional. This is another thing that gets covered up by the Pentagon, by the military-industrial complex, by the Navy. This ship has never had a successful mission anywhere. If you look at its record, it's always either in dry dock or it's under repair. This thing was touted as the most advanced ship ever built. It's a $2 billion waste bucket. There's nothing on the thing that works right. They can't teach the kids who are on it how to run it. It's always breaking down. And so, in reality, the reason the ship wasn't there is because it was being worked on. It's broken down again, and it's out for repairs. And that's why it wasn't part of the fleet. So they made this whole story up about, you know, this feud between the McCains and the Trumps, which is, I don't know whether I'd call it nonsense, but in this case, it's completely erroneous, because the real story behind the story with this ship and some of the other things that the military-industrial convinces their cronies in Congress to fund, which we have no need for. There's no need for this ship. There's no need for a lot of the planes that have been built. But this isn't reported, and so here we go into a cycle of spending money, continuing to spend money to fix something that never should have been built in the first place. So
that's a very interesting insight, very interesting information. That story is not out there. That's not being talked about a lot.
It's not.
Yeah, you're right.
No. It isn't. Well, because the conventional meat, it doesn't, there's nothing sexy about it. Even though the taxpayer's getting screwed, blued, and tattooed, it's not one of the things. And then we think about McCain, and he was a hero, and we don't want to talk badly about him. That's got to do with a ship that's made, that was named after him. As a matter of fact, the people in the family of the people that were, it's offensive, frankly, that the thing works as badly as it does. So, anyway, I'm off on my toot, and I should probably do a commercial.
let's do a commercial and a toot of a different toot.
Yes, we'll come back to toot on something else in a matter of moments here. 16 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. This is something that will work in just a few minutes on your teeth. Those of you who have ugly yellow teeth and you're wondering, what can I do about it? Maybe you're still smoking, maybe you're drinking wine, maybe you're drinking coffee and tea, whatever it is, you will have guaranteed whiter and brighter teeth after your first use of Power Swabs, and you can get on board by calling 800-208-1797, use the DJV code, and you get the Power Swabs at half the retail cost. These were the formula put together by a dentist named Martin Ginniger. About 15 years ago, he used it on his own patients. Then he sold it to other dentists, and then he decided he might as well sell it to the public because it really is something that works. Mostly, I like it because it's all natural. That's the formula for this, the most advanced teeth whitening system, frankly, in the world. The formula for it is it's a very simple formula, actually. It's hygienist approved because it is natural. It's a whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. You keep doing it every 5, 6, 7 days, and the effect will be fabulous. So make your looks your number one priority. Get rid of that ugly smile, and smile when you look in the mirror at yourself. Leave a great lasting impression. Super duper Power Swabs. Super fast, super easy, and super well made. Get Power Swabs today at half price. This exclusive office is not available any place but by calling this number, 800-208-1797, not online, not in stores. Call now for Power Swabs. Whiten your teeth, guaranteed, or your money back, the safe, natural way. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome into another discussion of how to lose weight the safe way. There's lots of ways to lose weight, no question about it. You can go through the diets and you can have the operation, but when you're all done, what do you have? You have a body that's eager to ingest more of the same kind of food that gets you to where you were in the first place, right?
That's exactly right. With Calitrans, it is collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, specially formulated to help rev up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not a quick fix for weight loss. This is not a drug. This is giving your body back what it needs so you can lose weight naturally. And I tell you what else right now, there is a huge sale on it. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free on this. So it is a perfect time to stock up and save.
Go to toploss.com for this special deal. That's the website for Calitran. Check the box for DJV to get the special deal. Toploss.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harrison here on the News Talk Radio World's Overview. Everybody looks and listens to this program because it is the highlight of what goes on News Talk Radio every week. Stories and people, the discoveries made by the researchers at Talkers Magazine, including Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher. So we were on to the sort of fake news or angular stories, if you will, the UFO thing and the McCain feud. But I really wanted at the beginning of the program to ask you to pick out something, because every week, you know, we take a different approach to all this stuff, and I want to keep it fresh. So I wondered what of all of these stories really grabbed out, and you, when you looked at it, I want to talk about it. You said to yourself, I want to talk about this.
Well, that's interesting. The Mount Everest deaths, I find the Mount Everest story to be fascinating on every level. It has climate change. It has the dark side of human nature, how people get caught up in BS and lose their humanity, the corruption. The Mount Everest story has everything. Tourist traps, the things people spend their money on, bucket lists, stepping over people lying on the ground dying because you want to get to the summit. Yeah. Because getting to the summit becomes more important than some stranger who's blocking your way. This fascinates me because, one, it brings in a lot of topics, and two, it plumbs the depths of human nature.
It's really unveiling the things that you find out. Human beings, in the main, are really pretty creepy.
Well, it's a problem.
Creepy side. The lack of caring or consideration or understanding. It's all too familiar a story, Michael.
Yeah. Well, the thing about human beings, we have this wide range of characteristics. On one end of the spectrum, we're really glorious, you know, spiritual, godlike creatures. I mean, it's amazing how cool.
Spiritual beings in a human body.
You know, we're very, very, very evolved and on our way to something big. On the other level, among our numbers are some of the most ignorant and destructive and uncaring, unenlightened levels of thinking. and so we're stuck with ourselves. Everything about us is incongruent. We're at odds with ourselves. We are a social animal. We need each other, but we're fiercely independent. We're stuck with giant egos. We're paranoid.
You just used a great word, incongruent. And let me give you an example in popular culture of what I think is an incongruency. One of the most iconic actors around today is Keanu Reeves. Mm-hmm. He apparently is a very interesting fellow in his own right. We first got to know him with Speed, and then he became, you know, associated with movies like The Matrix.
Yeah, The Matrix is a big movie.
It is. Well, in The Matrix, he plays a character, or the message of that movie is so much different, even though there's a lot of kind of violence in it, than this John Wick character that he plays that is nothing but a killing, murderous thug. And, you know, you look at that and you think, what do we learn about society that we live in by watching that movie with all the violence and death and no real plot? And then we look at the same guy playing in a movie like The Matrix. Mm-hmm. Am I making too much of it, or is it...
pointing out how a good actor like Keanu Reeves is able to show the different aspects of human nature that we were talking about.
Yeah.
So, when one actor can portray the negative and the positive, that's a good actor. It also is reflective of the reality of that which we call the human condition.
Mm-hmm. Marginalized communities and conversation. As we continue here, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Let's start with what is most important. This is the most devastating day in the history of Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer following Friday's mass shooting at the Municipal Center that left 11 people dead. The suspect, who was killed by police, was reportedly a disgruntled employee. At least a half dozen other people were wounded. The incident is the deadliest mass shooting in the U.S. since November. The remains of a child found in Arkansas, believed to be those of 4-year-old Malia Davis, nearly a month after she was reported missing in Texas. Houston Executive Assistant Police Chief Troy Finner tells KTRK Malia's parents did not accompany police to the site.
If it is Malia or somebody's kid, the last thing I want to do is take a parent to a scene. That's going to be horrific.
The suspect in her disappearance allegedly confessed to dumping her body in Arkansas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS or free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Returning now with the second half of our talk radio review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, heard every week of the year. The research at Talkers Magazine. You can find all this, by the way, at talkers.com. The stories, the people. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher. I wanted to extend the same courtesy, but idea. The story list, you told us that Mount Everest was the one that piqued your interest. I've used the term, probably not the first one to do this, using the term talk tree, because we can have one thing that's the main core, the trunk of the tree, and then the branches give you different ideas to talk about, and then the leaves, and so that you went into that with the story of the Mount Everest death, Mount Everest deaths. And I wonder the same about the people list. On the list, is there somebody that jumps out that needs to be discussed from your point of view over and above everybody else on the list?
Well, I mean, clearly, any list Donald Trump is on, you know, he dominates it. There are very interesting people. Xi Jinping, the king for life of China, is a fascinating character. He wears a business suit. He appears to be a very reasonable man. He's had cheesecake with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. It appears on the surface that we're in a new level of relationship with China, and they're becoming capitalistic, and we got a little trade war going with them, and everybody's going to be happy. But the fact is, Xi Jinping is a dictator. He is the head of the Chinese Communist Party. The communist Chinese, I'm not saying the Chinese people, I'm talking about the government run by the communists there, and Xi Jinping. They are as ruthless as Mao ever was. They just have a different face, and they have tremendous patience, and they are waging a Cold War that is equal to, if not greater than, the Cold War we faced against the Soviet Union, against the United States, and the end ain't going to be pretty. And I'm not a warmonger, and I don't often talk like this, but I've been doing a lot of studying on the Chinese situation because I find that fascinating. And I have to say, Donald Trump is correct in standing up to the Chinese, something that neither the Republican nor Democratic administrations before him, Obama, Clinton, and both Bushes, did. And now he's cleaning
up. Good for business. Yeah.
He's cleaning up.
It wasn't good for business. That's why. amongst other things. And that's what, when the president's going to office and they learn what the real story, what the real job is, mm-hmm. they find it's not what most people, you know, you think you get elected because you're going to be a politician. But no, you have to kowtow to the needs of the nation's businesses. And that's what this is all about. It's all about business. It's all about money. It's all about structure.
It's also about security. It's also about security. And it could end with hostility. I mean, we're talking about something that's very serious. The China trade war is a serious topic. It's probably the most important topic we're talking about. Much of what we talk about are distractions. And much of these distractions are created by Donald Trump while he's doing other things.
It's also true.
he's a very complicated character. And of course, Robert Mueller is interesting. He was on the survey today, number two, because we never heard him talk. All of a sudden, we're seeing him. And what I find fascinating, I've been talking to hosts of Left and Right Stripes, and they all hear Mueller saying what they wanted him to say. They nothing gets resolved in terms of bringing the parties together.
But you know what? The most important thing he said was completely ignored by both Republicans and Democrats because it doesn't suit their needs. The first and last thing he said was, our elections are being hacked, compromised, influenced. Nobody has picked up on that. Nobody has talked about that. Nobody's going there for whatever the reason. But that's the most, the rest of it is all crap.
You know why? Because deep in our hearts, we know that there's no way around that, that this is the way life is going to be in the 21st century. Everybody's getting hacked. This whole thing of change of password and all that, we're all hacked. Our information is out there. There's no privacy. The president has no privacy. Countries have no privacy. Elections are increasingly digitized and thus vulnerable to hacking. And it's almost as if we're in denial about it because it's a problem that is not easily, maybe not even possibly, resolved.
Well, we've become so much slaves to the technology. We're so easily influenced by anything that's there in social media, and we don't think for ourselves. The world is full of people who are automatons, those zombies, whatever the heck they are, but they're not thinking, and that's why all of this stuff is happening. I think you're very astute when you're talking about the Chinese leader and his influence on his protege, little fatty from North Korea, is more blatantly, like he... feeds the U.S. envoy to the dogs this week, literally. He just killed him because he didn't like what he had as a message. Imagine living in that fear. If the boss doesn't like me, he's going to throw me to the dogs.
And a lot of people think that Donald Trump thinks he's just dealing with some real estate guys and that he doesn't know he's dealing with ruthless, bloodthirsty dictators. But I think he does know it. I think that Trump has to be given a little leeway here to deal with these characters and the way he's dealing with them, because I don't think he's stupid. And I think he knows he's dealing with heavyweight bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he's the next president? Would you like to see him stay on?
I would like to see whoever the American people want to be president become president. I don't get involved in that, but I do believe objectively that right now the Democrats do not have the answer to replacing Donald Trump in 2020. Something could happen between now and then, and they'll have a shot. But I think Donald Trump is the master chess player right now from a strategy point of view, and I think that if the election were held today, he would win.
Yep. Over and over and over again. As much as it's frustrating to a point, but you speak the truth about how people have got their head in the sands, and that's really what sort of the job is. Unfortunately, a lot of talk radio people don't want to talk about that. And I guess that brings me around to asking you what you think the future. We're having our Talkers Convention next week. You're leading the charge for the
22nd Annual Talkers Convention.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So in that meeting, there's always sort of an aside about the future of News Talk Radio with lots of different interviews with people and panels and conversation about the status of our business. But I wonder if there was a panel. I haven't looked at all the panels yet. Do you have a discussion about the future based on all of the technology? Is that part of it?
We have a panel called The Big Picture, and the Big Picture panel covers the future, covers the technology. It really does look at news talk radio and the bigger picture of talk radio against the general backdrop of society, technology, and, of course, media. And, we do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a part of our. It is a part of our culture. A lot of people who are in the business come to this as we want to find out what the next page is. Network radio does that stay as strong? There's been a lot of focus in a lot of the trades about local, 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 and yet local is, even though it's tried and touted, doesn't seem to work. Whether it's economically, it doesn't work, and so the natural thing is to take something off the satellite. I don't think that's too technical, but the syndicated programs that are around today still seem to be more influential than the local.
Well, it's cheaper to do syndicated, but local does work. The problem is it's not being done properly, and mm-hmm. the problem is many local hosts that were put in the last year or two to move the pendulum back in a local direction have been spending the lion's share of their airtime talking about Washington and Donald Trump.
Right. It's all about, yeah, who cares? If I'm from Bend, Oregon, I want to know what the city council's doing. I want to know what the city mayor, what's going on? What's the story with the traffic light at the end of a Route 3 that doesn't work?
If you don't hold the local politicians accountable the way talk radio muckrakers and local watchdogs did for many years, with the drying up of local newspapers and the nationalization of talk radio, these local politicians have every opportunity to be the scoundrels they are, and they're crooks. They're crooks.
Nobody's holding them. Local newspapers don't exist anymore.
Yeah. Exactly. They get away with murder, and this is a major problem for our democracy, bigger than what's going on in Washington. Democracy is breaking down on the local level, and that's where journalism really could make a difference.
And that's what I was talking about when I referenced a little while ago marginalized communities who are not benefiting from a lot of the things the bigger cities are, because they're all the scoundrels. You use the word scoundrel, which is great. The people running things are a clique. They're and it's the same cliques that continue to stay in power, and the slap the old boy on the back routine continues the way it has for hundreds of years in some of these communities. Yeah. And the local talk radio people aren't on it. The old days of people like Jerry Williams, the muckrakers, who had counterparts that were in smaller markets. You know, there are some good stations. WDEL in Wilmington comes to mind with some of the local shows they have there. But there are strongholds of these.
It's not terminal. I mean, it's not like this is the end. There are some great local things going on. I'm just saying is that when you look at it objectively, there should be more, and it should be integrated with national in a more intelligent, strategic way. The hosts are going after the shiny objects the same way that the listeners are.
Yep. Not me.
Well, I mean, you and I are talking about the syndrome. I mean,
to a point. And it is the point, frankly. I'm very interested. I want to talk about this with you in a moment. This week's MH interview, the Michael Harrison interview, focuses on radio, not from, you know, it's the old, what was it that Paul Harvey used to call it, shop talk. But you have a lot of people who are in our business, and I don't know, this is not really aimed at the general public, but yet there are people who are listening to these things and get a lot out of them. And so we'll talk about what Michael has done. It sort of speaks to radio, and I wanted to go in this direction for a purpose because I wanted to talk about this interview that you have focusing on another format in radio. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, advice on getting healthy the right way, the correct way to lose weight and keep it off, which is the correct way to keep your health, is to use Calitrin. This is in my opinion because I use it. I started this winter at 184. It seems the way I do things over the winter, it always gets, the last 10, 15 years, gotten the same place. Now I'm down at 174, and it's all because I use Calitrin. Eat smart. Use this all-natural product to lose weight, and you want to keep it off. That's the core here, keeping the weight off. That's what Calitrin does. Get on to the 60, 90, 120-day program. I find that staying on the program for 6 months is what makes it work for me. Whatever makes it work for you, well, you'll find that out. Start by going online to toploss.com and order the product using the code DJV. This Memorial Day special is one bottle you pay for, one bottle you get free. Buy two, get two free. Buy three, get three free. That's the deal right now. Hurry, though. It won't last much longer. And get on the program because this is a productive way. You don't have to eat anything special. You don't have to do anything special. You just have to take four capsules before you go to bed every night and stay with the program. It doesn't work overnight. It takes a while, but when you get on it and stay on it, you'll not only lose the weight, but keep it off. That's the secret. All natural, essential, natural ingredients, Calitrin, at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the buy one, get one free deal. On the people side of things, from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the young lady that was rescued in Hawaii survived. Amanda Eller is her name. She's at number 10. Theresa May, I guess in a week we'll be able to refer to her as the former prime minister. And what's going on in Britain is anybody's guess at this point. Number 8, John McCain, because of the story about the ship named in his honor. Number 7, Bernie Sanders, because of his ideas. He's throwing it out. See what sticks against the wall. Joe Biden's doing the same thing. He's number 6 running for president. Xi Jinping wants to influence our presidency. Don't kid yourself. The Chinese are as much involved in the hacking and screwing around with our elections as the Russians are. And they're not only doing it here, they're doing it elsewhere, wherever they think they can have influence. Number 4, Jerry Nadler. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi. Mueller is number 2. And the Donald is number 1 this week on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 2 premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. All right, so the MH interview gets to a radio sort of insider. This is a very insightful interview. Why do we want to listen to it?
Well, because we talk about the fact that the upper demographic, the post-war baby boomers, are not being treated very well by radio because the advertising agencies want to spend their money targeting young people. Nothing wrong with that. I'm all for young people. As a matter of fact, I spent a lot of time being one. And I'm new.
Many people can say we may still be there.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I have a lot of experience of being young. I'm new at this being old, so I'm feeling my way. But yeah. The fact is, even talk radio is a natural format for older people because they're interested in the things that you get more interested in as you get mature. And older people have money, and they're affluent, and they vote, and they're alive, and they're going to be around a long time, and they're going to be replaced by new old people. This whole thing about the audience is going to die off. No, it never dies off. There's new old people, and you adjust the format for them. So basically, it's about the fact that music radio and talk radio follow the money and are not catering to the older people that are a basic part of radio's audience.
Michael talks to radio superstar John Sebastian on the MH interview. Michael Harrison interview. Find it at mhinterview.com or at talkers.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get to the stories from the perspective of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law and professor of legal scams and identity. He's a professor of all kinds of things, knows a lot about a lot, and that's why he's here. I always like him to express himself on some of the stories, the legal ramifications of some of the stories, but also I was noticing a local Memorial Day scam here. There's probably not a week that goes by, Steve, where there isn't some scam that people need to check out. But I don't think they know anymore what's scam and what isn't. And the thing that's bothering me, and Karen and I, a producer, were talking about this during the week, how many more calls are now being made, the boldness of the calls, Chinese calls. What the hell? Why is somebody calling me in China? What do they think they're going to have? Are they that stupid? Or they just spray it and see what sticks?
That's exactly it. You know, this is one of these things where there have been some very, very effective scams from China calling Chinese people here in the United States. And it's the usual. There's an emergency, something with your visa, your passport, or you owe this or that. And obviously, if you pick it up, it's not going to mean anything to you. It won't be Greek to you. It'll be Chinese to you. But you wonder, you know, yes, a lot of these have been focused in cities like, you know, New York, which have sizable Chinese populations. But it's computers sending them out. So they don't really care. They just do random numbers, let them go, and they take whatever they can get back, and the scammers are getting millions.
Yeah, lovely. All right, some of the legal things, the Mueller conversation, I don't know if there's any legal connection to that. I've said 100 times since then, since he spoke, that the most important thing is what everybody's ignoring, and that is that he said at the beginning and end of his little diatribe that we're being hacked. Our elections are going to be hacked. That's what's going to happen. That's reality.
I mean, that to me is the scariest thing, and it's something that, you know, we've talked about, you know, quite a bit with the the Mueller report. Yes, the focus on you know, what kind of contacts the Trump campaign had or didn't have with the Russians, fine. But secondary, the biggest thing in what they had in like 26 indictments, you've got serious interference in this country in the election. in our infrastructure by Russian hackers. And to this point in time, the Congress hasn't done enough about it. The president hasn't done anything about it. I find it very, very frustrating. And if we end up with some serious problems down the road, who do we have to blame except ourselves? Because this is the most serious thing here. This is really, it can't be overstated. And private industry has got to be working with the government, and the government's got to do a lot more.
A lot more. The abortion laws, number four, the essence of the abortion-focused discussion that goes on and on and on. I don't know, these three states that have done what they've done, and the reaction to it, may not be legal. Georgia has a big problem with a lot of entertainment companies saying, hey, you enact this, we're hitting the road. So, you know.
And I think that will, you know, that will happen. I don't think that's going to make a change in these states. You know, I think there are two really interesting things to look at. You know, one is, in fact, to a great extent, these legislators are taking care of a problem that doesn't exist. Abortions are rare. They've gone down. And the people who are generally getting abortions are not young kids or single people. They are married people who have too many children. I think no one is in favor of abortions. But you want to, a lot of us feel that this is a legal right. And the better thing is to make it so there are fewer abortions. There should be better birth control. You know, Planned Parenthood gets the rap, oh, they're just an abortion center. They also work with birth control, and the idea of doing what can be done to reduce the number of abortions just is more important than saying it's just going to go away as a problem.
So number 10, the Mount Everest deaths, the legal ramifications of people getting involved in this thing, and who owns Mount Everest, and who do you sue if you die, or whatever. Yeah, what is more pathetic is the way the people who just want to get to the top and satisfy their ego are walking over all of these people that are half dead going up the mountain.
Oh, it's amazing. There's a lot of stuff going on there. We could do probably an hour on it. And insurance companies who are insuring the companies that take these people on the trek, there have been legal actions there. This is one maybe we should talk about next week.
Yep. All right. Hold on to that. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, an attorney here for, if I ever get into trouble, for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.